call the regular meeting of the Coates Board of Education to order on Wednesday, February 19th at 6 p.m. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Grandall here. Ide.
Here.
Idwell.
Here.
Cherry.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Hanson. Roman.
Here.
She is not. We knew she was not going to be here.
Okay. All right, number four, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions? Motion carried. Five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Minutes of the regular meeting, January 15th, 2025. General fund vouchers, voids 108044 for $102, ACHs 242500131 through 242500150 for $31,792.62. Check numbers 108449 through 108649 for $410,091.47. Wire transfers 202400040 through 202400050 for $2,330,220.36 for a total of $2,772,104.45.
Motion by Lyle. Second by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Public input. But for everybody new, if you want to say anything about items on the agenda, this is your time. Okay? Because when we get there, it's our discussion. So, there you go. And if you want to just tell us who you are. And then.
My name is Amber
Camp.
You need to speak up.
Yes.
I'm here to speak on just the nutrition topic that's on the agenda today. First of all, I'd like to say I think Cribbets has like so many great things going on for our school. So, but I think that there's a few things in the nutrition aspect of the school that are lacking. The biggest thing for me is the breakfast. We're giving these kids a lot of ultra-processed stuff right out of the box. They're getting to eat it in their classroom, so certain kids, maybe that we feed our kids at home, then they're watching their friends eat really good donuts. Like, I want to eat six donuts, you know what I mean? I just, like, for visual, my daughter brought home a banana bread. My husband ate it as a dessert, so it's not, like, in here, but it has 23 grams of sugar in it. So, like, this is how much is in this banana bread that we're giving our kids. And I hear a lot about behaviors from the people that I deal with in schools, and what they're really just setting these kids up with, like, this sugar, like, you know, surge, and then expecting them to, like, you know, behave. So I just feel like, if, you know, I don't know what that looks like, religion-wise, or like, you know, like, measure some of these kids. Okay.
Yeah, just a minute.
You know, I think it's a huge blessing that we can get, that we have a free breakfast and lunch. I know that for some kids, they don't get, you know, food, which is so sad at home. But, like, we're teaching them that, like, a quick breakfast is an appropriate way to, like, nourish their bodies. And I just think that our kids at Cribbets deserve so much better than that. You know, I don't know if, you know, I've just recently been educated that there are different, like, aspects of the cafeteria. I know that we're self-op here, but there's also food service management companies. I don't know if Cribbets has ever looked into that. I have family members who deal with two different ones that have been really happy. One works for them, one works with them, two different ones. So I would just like to see if the board would even consider having them come in and do a pitch and just show what they're about. See if maybe they could, you know, they've perfected the kitchen, perfected the cafeteria. Not saying that we haven't. I think that we do a good job. I saw a video that was put on Cribbets Talk for lunch today, and it looked awesome. There's certain, you know, tons of veggies and stuff. So I guess just if we can kind of look at especially the breakfast that we're giving these kids, like, to start their mornings out, I think that would be awesome. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Also, Lindsay had worked for a food service company. prior job, so if there are any like questions when that comes to it, and she's like a vat of knowledge.
I worked for Tahoe and when we lived in Appleton for the Little Chute School District for 8 years. And before I worked there, I didn't know what a food service management company was until I applied for the job. So maybe people don't know what it is or what that means. So maybe just something to look into. Or not, just maybe some changes like you were saying. So just not start our kids off with such a struggle from the get-go, and then the staff and the teachers are doing with behaviors all day rather than being able to teach, so.
Alright. Anybody else?
What was your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay Risley.
Risley.
Thank you.
Alright, anything else? Alright. 7 correspondence recognition.
Alright, congratulations to the middle and high school bands and choirs on a great winter pops concert last week. Also, I'd like to recognize all the students we have participating in different activities right now with winter sports of basketball, cheer, and wrestling. We also have Skills USA, Forensics, Quiz Bowl, and Haiku. We also have students participating in bowling as well as other community ed things like, the play. Thank you, theater. That's the word that wouldn't come to my mind. So we just have a lot of kids doing a lot of things, and so it's wonderful to have so many activities for students to find something that they enjoy.
All right. 8 reports, committee reports, policy, curriculum.
They're bringing the 2 policies to the board for approval.
Well, you said that.
Chris asked me to say it.
I thought you were going to talk about it.
When we get to it, I'll go into the more specifics about the actual policies, but they're bringing both of them forward.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Next time I have a big one, I'm just going to tell you.
Well, I thought she was
I'm really good at summing things out short and sweet. That's what I do.
Administrative reports, we don't have a student council rep.
Correct.
Mrs. Robinson.
All right. On February 7th, we hosted a combined in-service with Wasaki and Lena. The morning session was a presentation from Damian LaCroix entitled Don't Stop Believin'. It was a wonderful message of mindset, hope, wellness, purpose, and relationships. The afternoon was spent in breakout sessions encouraging physical and mental health. I received many positive comments on the in-service. Our admin team continues to meet every other week with members of the Bray team as well as C.D. Smith as we continue to tweak the remodel and addition plans from the referendum. February 4th, the Bray team met with elementary staff to show them what we have worked on and gather their input. They will meet one more time with them on March 4th. We have also started working on the phasing plan for construction and are looking at doing the roofing project at the elementary school, as well as the drop-off pickup changes this summer. More construction at the elementary school will start in fall of 2025. While we have had snow and cold weather recently, we have only needed to close school one day so far this year. At this time last year, we had used 2 snow days, and the year before that, we were at 4 days off by this time. So. And then last but not least, before next month's meeting, we have spring break, which will be held the week of March 10th through the 14th.
Thank you. Mr. Bauman.
And I will say the kids have been super pumped that we haven't had any days off.
Nino doesn't get harassed at all about when we're going to have days off.
I can't believe how many times I'm getting begged that we not have any days off.
And if anybody remembers, if you guys remember Mr. Bauman, he also encourages that by telling them when there's a snowflake coming that we are getting out of school early. He heard that we called it off for tomorrow already. He just adds to it, which he did when I was in high school, so he's the same guy.
And then they come to this office.
Then they come to me, Mr.
Bauman
said. I'm like, oh, don't. My one time I tell him, don't listen to Mr. Bauman.
Yeah.
All right. This year's ACT and Aspire testing schedule has been completed. ACT test will be proctored on March 27th. Freshmen and sophomores will be taking the pre-ACT, while the juniors will take the regular ACT exam. While the 9th through 11th grade students are testing, the seniors will give their academic and career planning presentations. This year, the seniors will once again be completing a mock interview after they finish their presentation. We will also be including a middle school I'm sorry, including the middle school students in the fund. They will be taking the Ford exam during this time. It will definitely be a productive day.
Look at that.
Yay!
Members of the Cribbits Alliance Club will be at the middle high school during the first week of March to conduct their annual vision screenings. The Lions will screen approximately 125 7th, 9th, and 11th grade students for any eye abnormalities, and their efforts are greatly appreciated by the district. And lastly, congratulations goes out to Kaylee Paulzine, Hank Watson, Peyton Rayberg, Ryan Kaus, and Carly Fiferic for winning the High School Students of the Month Award for the month of January. Congratulations also goes out to Ava Tushy, Macy DeSchmidt, and Madison Wojcik for being recipients at the middle school level. Also, congratulations goes out to Ben Stopar, Megan Pusick, and Reed Olson for being chosen January's Lunch Bunch students in grades 7 through 12. This award recognizes personality and helpfulness as well as academics. They received a free Cousins Lunch and were recognized by their teachers in front of board member Lyle Cherry, Mrs. Robinson, and myself.
Thank you. Mrs. Damon's not here.
I have Mrs. Damon's report. In compliance with Act 20, we have completed the new Ames Web mid-year reading assessment for students in grades 5K through 3rd. Formal reading plans were created for all students who scored below the 25th percentile. A big thanks to the teachers and interventionists who helped administer the new assessment. All other grade levels completed MAP testing for reading, and every grade level completed MAPs for math. Our students will test again in spring, and this is a process we will use moving forward. Sixth grade teacher Julie Bushmaker was awarded our January Staff Member of the Month. Mrs. Bushmaker received 9 nominations from fellow staff members for her dedication and willingness to go above and beyond. She spends countless hours planning events, organizing field trips, and ensuring all of her students have what they need to succeed. She is caring, patient, compassionate, and understanding, and always wearing a smile. Mrs. Bushmaker is an integral part of our staff at Cribbits Elementary School. And finally, we would like to thank Cribbits graduate Officer Nick Sincapalmi for taking the time to read to our kindergarten and first grade classes on February 11th. Nick read to students in his police uniform, which was very exciting for the kids. It's always great to see Cribbits grads giving back to our community and taking time to visit our school.
Thank you. Mr. White.
Bierbacher, I think that's how it's pronounced, and Giles Engineering, contractors that were solicited by Bray Architects, have recently completed our site surveys and soil borings to prepare for the upcoming middle high school addition and, of course, the elementary school renovations. The resulting survey drawings have been provided to the district, and they will serve as a valuable resource for this and any future projects. The sub-zero temperatures caused the unit ventilator at the elementary school on the third floor to freeze and burst. The resulting flood affected 2 classrooms below. Fortunately, this occurred on a day when there was no school. Thank you, Mrs. Robinson.
the one day that there wasn't school.
Allowing the custodial maintenance crew ample time to clean up the mess. The old blue press box, which occupied space on the west side of our football field for at least the last 30 years, has been demolished to clear the way for the new press box, which is scheduled for construction this spring. And lastly, I would like to welcome our newest custodian, Bev Ruther. Bev brings valuable experience, a strong work ethic, and a positive attitude to the position, and she has already proven to be a fantastic addition to our team, as she was the one who discovered and cleaned up the leak.
Thanks, Mr. Schramm.
Good evening. As I mentioned at the January meeting, and as a follow-up, I pilot and evaluate a digital signage and management solution. If you haven't yet noticed, the TJ on the wall is currently running a sample playlist of content that can be constructed and displayed using Divi as it's called. A weather app, clock app, news app, photos, videos, and websites are just a few examples of content that can be added to playlists to run on a loop cycle. The platform is full of features and abilities that we can put to good use and take advantage of. Testing season will be soon upon us, as Mr. Bauman alluded to. So next week, we'll begin preparing our systems for the numerous assessments that will be administered throughout the remainder of the year. And finally, with the school year commencing earlier than normal next year, I will also begin working on bid requests next week so we can hopefully have proposals for consideration and approval at the March meeting.
All right. Thank you. Mrs. Lehner's not here.
I have her update also. Update from Community Ed. Our winter programs are in full swing. Cheerleaders have been in competition mode for the last several months. All of our teams have done an excellent job not only placing in said competitions, but representing our school and community. Our Holiday Dancers program had a total of 41 participants. Coaches did a wonderful job coordinating not only the outfits and decorations, but the music and choreography. Way to go, coaches. Community Theater is well underway with their production of The Jungle Book. Production dates are March 21st and 22nd. They are still looking for bucket raffle donations. The theater team is also working on putting together another fundraising event, so stay tuned for further details on that. The Winter Session Painting Class, hosted by Bunny Poplinski, has had a great turnout with more than 25 participants. We plan to continue with these teaching sessions with Bunny, just as we have in the past. And applications are coming in steady for the Spring Craft Show in May. Tentatively, our cheerleaders will be the hosts for program for that event, which means they run concessions and then they help with setup and teardown. It's a great fundraising opportunity for them. The craft show also brings in some money for the community ed program, and the date of that craft show is May 3rd, 2025.
All right, thank you. Information discussion, a Quiz Bowl overnight and out-of-state trips.
So there are two separate trips. Quiz Bowl team would like to attend a tournament in Holman, Wisconsin on February 22nd. This would require an overnight Friday night near the tournament. They would also like to participate in a tournament in Houghton, Michigan on March 8th. That would just be an out-of-state trip. So the Holman one is an overnight. They leave Friday after school and then compete on Saturday, come home Saturday night. The Houghton, Michigan one would be a one day. They leave early that morning, get back late that night, but it is out-of-state. There's more information, or that's probably the same information in your board packets, if there's any questions.
Questions? B, wrestling team overnight trip.
All right, and we do have the wrestling coach and a couple wrestlers here. Wrestling coaches are requesting to take the wrestling team to the individual state tournament to watch the tournament. This is an overnight trip, which is why it needs board approval. Tournament starts Thursday, February 27th, and concludes Saturday, March 1st. If any individual wrestler qualifies for the tournament, their absence is excused as a school activity. Any wrestler attending through this trip can be excused by a parent, but it does count against them as it pertains to exams. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say about your request, but just take them down to watch the tournament.
Yeah, I'm just going to take them down to watch the tournament. Try to get them inspired to work harder the following year, so they can try and get there. So it's just an experience that they'll like and inspire them.
Okay. Any questions? Discussion?
You guys know this is an information discussion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. C, food service nutrition.
All right, board member Kayla asked that this be added to the board agenda. Food service director Stacy Cooper, Kayla, and I recently sat down and discussed the meals served to students through our food service program. To move in a direction of more in-house prepared meals, resources need to be allocated to the food service department. Given that the board currently has elected to provide free meals to all students, that is already a known budget-heavy item. The board may discuss what they would like to see going forward for our school service program. So just opening it up for discussion.
Yeah, like Kelly said, we met. I think we came up with some good ideas to kind of work within the means that we have to get rid of some of those ultra-processed, high-sugar foods to get the kids a little better start the day, but if we're interested in kind of building on that and working on the nutrition program in general, would require more funds, and if that's the direction we want to move, or if we're content where we're at.
Do you know do you have an estimate of how much it's going to cost, or?
It would depend on if we're tackling breakfast, if we want to carry over this into lunch and work on getting more high quality items there. I don't even know if we can change how long are we locked into the meals.
The free meals?
Yeah. This was
the free meal this year, 1 year. Yeah. We can change after a full year of it.
Okay, that's the free meals, but what about the food service?
What do you mean?
Is there like a contract with the food service?
No.
Nope.
We have our own staff.
Yeah,
we have our own staff. Yep. We do not have a food service company right now. It's all our own staff, and they are...
So
Stacy has a contract, everyone else is at will.
My question is, we're talking about, instead of purchasing processed food items, we're talking about making those, like, baking it ourselves.
We're talking about whatever we want to move nutrition in the right direction.
Yeah.
So we're currently for breakfast, it's all baked, processed stuff, correct?
Grab and go type, yeah, so that, so in order to move to any form of less processed, at a minimum will cost more staff time. You know, I mean, obviously, it doesn't take a whole lot of staff time to put that banana bread out, right? Like, with her example, like, it really doesn't take a ton of, so, like, we can be very minimally staffed at the elementary school for that. If there's any level, one of the discussions that we had was going to something more like a breakfast sandwich, like an English muffin, right? Like a egg, sausage, cheese type of that. Like, yeah, like, oh, yes. But all of that has to be at minimally warmed up, right? Like, and then put in some type of package to get to them because, you know, whatever it is. So like just the staff time, there is the food cost of it also, like the, how much that actual food costs, because a slice of banana bread is a lot cheaper than all those items, especially eggs. But like, you know, just like there is a food cost too, but at minimum, we're talking about an increase in staff. Stacy, did you?
Well, and the other thing would be to go from scratch in the mornings with the equipment. We would need some equipment potentially in the kitchen and in order to get those items to the classrooms at the correct time. To maintain the temperature.
So can we? I was just going to say we could look into options that could be healthier options that would be easier, like time effective, that aren't going to provide the sugar and the ultra processed items.
Right.
And I'm just I agree with that because having.
I'm
dealing with some insulin resistance issues right now that are caused by ultra processed foods and sugar. So, like, having to eliminate that stuff, you know, like, I'm concerned. Like, I even have children who won't eat some of the food items, even though they are free.
Sorry, I'm looking at you.
Because
it's getting in the hole.
They don't like them. They don't feel like they're healthy for them. Mm-hmm. So, they're bringing their own. Lunch,
how long are we locked into the breakfast thing? Is that part of the free and reduced, or can
that's
we?
That's part of that.
Like, I guess I was just thinking of this today. Can we just have, like you do in front of the elementary office right now, those free apples, bananas, string cheese I see sometimes? And if a kid wants that for breakfast, they grab it.
That's included in there for breakfast. In their breakfast is offered fresh fruits, string cheese. I mean, every day they're offered those.
So why do we even need to have the rest of it? Can we just take all that out?
Because
and offer?
The state says we have to have certain regulations. You have to have so many grains. You have to have within sodium limits, all that stuff. So the DPI,
it has to be there offered.
Is, yeah. So we can just say we're not offering the free breakfast, but just have that.
No.
To offer breakfast, we have to include so much grain, so much of each macro.
So to stay within.
But how does the snack thing in front of the office work then?
That's separate. That's not through food service.
So we can have no breakfast, just offer food pantry snacks.
Yeah, if you want to offer no breakfast.
I mean, if a kid is coming in hungry, and their option is an apple, well, they're going to eat an apple.
Correct. But if they didn't get breakfast at home, they have no option for breakfast at home. The only food that they're going to have is an apple.
And a string cheese.
But they're only allowed one item out of those bins a day.
Okay.
And then, you know, the food pantry also donates tons of snacks to these kids for in the classrooms as well. So it's not just the veggies that are out, or the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers have access to whatever else the food pantry decides
to. Do they tell you what grain items you have to offer, or can we
how many? It has to
down.
Be so many. Yeah, it's like 23 grams counts as one. And for every level of, so you have different levels. You have the K through 6, that's a level. You have to have so many grains per day, per week. Same with 7th and 8th, they're different. It's a different compliancy, and high school is different.
But
again.
Can't we make different choices?
We can.
On
and that's,
items themselves.
That, here's the thing, though, is I also, unfortunately, my service provider or who I get my stuff from only has certain things. because it also has to have a CN label with it, which means it went through the government requirements to be able to be compliant for breakfast.
How many options of suppliers do you have?
I have.
I'm sure they're all similar, but I'm just so curious.
With one right now.
Right. How many are there? Do you know, like, other ones out there?
I mean, I can get stuff from Badger Wholesale periodically, but each year you basically have your one main that you're contracted with.
That's beyond my scope of expertise.
The only other one, it's Performance and Cisco. That's it. Those are the two, and they basically offer the same stuff.
So I think that we kind of are in a hard spot right now because parents are used to getting food, like the food service for free, right?
And this year.
This year.
Yes.
And next, well, they have for a while because of COVID, right? I mean, COVID was free too.
Yeah, for a couple of years. I think there was one or two years off.
2 years in between that.
So we all know that it's going to be a little more expensive to do this. So I think that one of the things we should do is get the parent opinions. You know, do a survey or do and start small. I don't know that we want to like jump off and do K-12, right? But if we started with the 5K-6 and got, you would know really quick that this is going to make behaviors better, right? But if we don't have parent buy-in, it's going to be a waste anyway.
Right.
Right?
Well, and I think it's important on that parent buy-in to when we had the discussion with Kayla. Like I brought up, like we have to see, I feel, we should see what's important to parents in the, you know, the value of, I mean, I think everyone values a nutritious meal, obviously, but are they willing to pay for it? I mean, to go back to, because quite honestly, the district can't really sustain keeping the free meals and making these changes that are going to, like, we worked really hard in the past, and this was even pre me being principal, at getting food service to break even and not be a hit to the budget, and that's some of it. That's why we're in the position that we're in, is, you know, kind of cut those costs so that we're like breaking even. So if we're looking at it, it's okay for it to be a hit to the budget in some respect, you know, the amount of meals versus the quality of the meals, like the amount is where it comes in free, you know, like it, like we're going to serve a lot of kids if it's free.
We have to maintain those numbers that we have right now.
Yeah.
Basically.
And so like to offer it free and, it be a hit to the budget and then add more staff time, more, you know, other, like that, that's a really big hit. But so I just gauging that public opinion, like you said, and just, you know, and kind of making that out there and known, like we're going to get these really quality meals. And this, the students, so the free and reduced population will still have available free or reduced, like that doesn't go away because
that's
we come out of the
question.
CEP program. No, it will go back to the what, you know, before it, and having the applications filled out, and there's still the direct certification. Those disadvantaged, underserved populations that qualify for free and reduced will still get that free or reduced rate. That doesn't go away. It's the ones who don't qualify for it that will no longer have the free meals.
So if the parents decide to support this, we survey the parents, they decide, yes, it is worth it, you know, kids and behavior, their health and everything is worth it. We're talking about targeting the ultra processed foods, the sugar overloaded foods.
Specifically in
breakfast
is where it's
start smiling, go for
well,
breakfast
and
first.
Quite honestly, Stacy and I, like, we've been working the lunch program and having less foods that come in ultra processed that are just like popped in an oven, heated up and go. Like working on at least what do you call it? Quick,
speed
I never.
Scratch,
what is it?
Speed
scratch, like a quick, like, you know, where she the kitchen they're making it versus just popping it in an oven, heating it up. So I think the lunch programs come a long way. there's work to be done. Unfortunately, chicken nuggets are just really popular. Like, they're ultra-processed, but they are also super popular.
But there's healthy options for chicken nuggets, too.
Yes and no.
I'd like to throw it out there that if we have lasagna more often.
No, that's
all. Hey, Amy. Right. Let's go look at his new administration, too, what they're going to cut.
Look at him.
Right. Jeff goes, I'm putting in my requirement right now.
In-house, and it's one of our lowest numbers.
I know we had talked when we first brought this up about breakfast
and
there had to be a large percentage of people taking advantage of it. Does anybody know what the numbers are?
Stacey, what percentage would you say of students take advantage of breakfast? And I know it's different in each building, but...
So, over at the elementary, what is there, 500 students?
475.
So 475, today breakfast came in at 326.
Pretty good percentage.
Before we had the free and it was in the cafeteria, we were lucky to get 90 kids.
Yeah, so this is all the kid has to do is raise their hand and say, I want breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Like, is there a parent says, my kid is not eating breakfast, but every morning that kid raises their hand, they want breakfast.
Yeah. That's on the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If the parent communicates it to the teacher. But
they got to communicate to the teachers.
Yep.
Okay.
Because they order the day before so that we have the numbers in the morning.
And then what about at the middle high school now with your breakfast program? What are your numbers?
Highest number was 157.
And Jeff, what's total enrollment over here? No, with middle school.
Oh, middle school, yeah, too, well, so 217.
So the other day we hit
317.
157 is the highest we've had. And of course, 50%. It's the city mini days that are the biggest.
What, say it again?
The city mini days that are the biggest.
Which is ultra processed.
And they have.
It just is, and I love them. They taste fantastic.
They have access to a fresh fruit Greek parfait.
They do.
And they have access to all fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables, or fresh fruits.
And
a breakfast sandwich to
every
choose
day.
From. So mm-hmm. they get to choose what they are having, and they
of course,
choose.
They're kids. Yeah. That.
And I would imagine.
But they're also.
You're choosing it, Kelly.
I am. It's fantastic. I shouldn't say that. I think I've only eaten it once this school year. I really have had some self-control. But I, there also are only so many of each thing out there, and they do run out. So, like, you know, they only put so many of the cinnamon mini things out, and then it's like, well, there's a breakfast sandwich, or there's the parfaits.
And those aren't the things
you
want.
Yeah. So.
And a lot of the high school, too, can drive themselves to school.
Oh, well, yeah.
And they go someplace else.
So we do enjoy the breakfast sandwich rather than having to stop at McDonald's, and I will say ours is probably a lot healthier than what McDonald's gives you. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but they don't care.
No, they do. I mean, they. Yeah. But
it saves them 5 minutes in the morning for extra sleep. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I say
or
we
coffee
start,
or
I
lattes.
Say we, start, we go for breakfast, but we first survey the parents because it is ultimately going to come down to. If you've ever stood in the lunch line and watched what the kids actually throw away because
yes.
they have to take stuff for lunch, there has to be certain things put on their
That's
plate.
That's a sin.
It's really hard to watch knowing that, you know.
Or they take it and they tell you, I have to take it, I'm going to throw it away anyway.
Right.
And that's what they
and
do.
And can't do anything about it.
Right. And I've we're hoping that the new administration changes some of these rules.
I was just going to say, I haven't heard anything yet.
So... Okay, we're, you know, February 19th, so we look at, you know, I mean, starting now, but in spring here, do this, you know, kind of survey of parents. And then, I mean, over the summer is when we would take a look at whether we're continuing the CEP program or not. I think at that time is when we move forward with, you know, kind of at the, I mean, at that same board meeting, like, are we continuing CEP? Are we looking at, you know, just analyzing what the survey said, and then if the board wants to move forward with adding staff time, or I mean, does that sound like good next steps? Like, what are your thoughts?
Smart next steps. Like, if we're going to spend money, we want it to be have a positive effect all the way across the board, right? And if we do this as a let's see how it positively impacts the kids and the behaviors and the teachers and the whole day, right? Then we know we're doing something right, and then we move it up to the lunch program.
Just put it on Crivet's area and talk. You'll get a lot of input.
I will make sure.
Do I have to?
I will make sure that I will put that survey on. Although I don't. No, I will not.
No, you won't.
No, I will not.
No, you won't.
I will not.
No,
I will not.
No,
I will email it directly to parents. I will not put it on Crivet's area talk.
How do we come up with the questions that we're going to ask? you know, how is that set up?
I would say between Stacy and I, just I don't know off the top of my head, but
well, just the way
I can,
the question is going to dictate.
I can bring it to the board in March.
Sure.
Without,
as long as it gives us enough time to get it out and get the results back.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, I, because it would be like a, just a Google form, but I can bring it to the March meeting for the board to review before we send it to parents, because then I can send it to parents like literally the next day.
Sure.
Well, when I say I, let's be real, Colleen does it.
From Lindsay regarding that food.
Say that, what?
I said, did you guys want to ask any questions about like the food service options that we mentioned from Lindsay?
I don't need to, but if the board would like to.
Sure, why not?
Ask.
To.
Ask what question?
What's your question?
What are the options out there?
So my first question would be, she's saying that her option is through where she's ordering.
They right? have the same options.
Yeah. Performance and Sysco.
Would be my question. Would you guys be able to provide other options, or would it be the same?
A management company, basically.
Coleman's giving up Coleman, or Coleman's actually giving up Tahoe. There's quite a few schools that have been left in $70,000 plus of debt after Popper leaves. These are all the things that I've gotten from other directors when I've gone to different conventions and stuff. From what I understand, most people will not recommend them. So,
and I have a question also, sorry, another doubling it up. Are you talking about the services that you're talking about, do they provide the ingredients, or would they help provide like the ability to turn those ingredients into something?
Right, all of that. So I worked for Tahoe for 8 years when I lived in the Valley. There's other companies, Chartwell's is one of them.
No, those are going to work for me.
There is another one that was at the board convention.
At the convention, there were three of them there.
They have dietitians within those companies that then will give the recipes, give the menus, you know, to the food service director and kind of guide. As far as like the funds and things, so anything that's made over budget goes right back to the food program for equipment and things. So say, you know, it was doing really well, like in Little Shoot, we bought like a new flat top grill. Like the funds directly go back into the food program. And then I work super, super close with our business manager at the school. So I don't know, I feel weird talking about it, but I had such a personal connection with the school directly, because we don't have a contract, that there was no gaps for like bad budgets. I don't know. Like we just always were in communication about our budget.
Since I've been in here, I don't think I've been over budget ever either. And all our funds, anything over rates and above, goes right back into our budget as well.
And two, like, so the food service management companies aren't going to want to come in here and clear slate. They're going to want to hire the staff that are here.
That is different. So with food service management companies, the staff that work in the kitchen are their staff, not Krivet staff. Like, it's part of the contract.
But
like
right now
they are our staff. So it with that, like, they, like, we contract through Tahoe. They do the hiring. They bring in what good, bad, otherwise. But just so that's known, like, that's part of that contract with the food service company.
The one thing that you have to realize is one of the ways we cut the budget is with cutting staff and going to the easier to prepare food, right? So if we would turn and go the other way, there's going to be staff costs with that. There has to be. Other, it won't work, right? Which is why...
Whether we keep our own or do a contract. If you do go to a contract, it's going to be larger than what... You know what I mean? Just because if we increase staff, no matter... Just so that expectation is there, like... If you increase staff time, whether it's through a contract or through our own staff.
But we're kind of getting, like, ahead of ourselves.
Way ahead,
right?
Yeah.
Well, and can I just say, with the whole cover thing, I do have a program, and they help me along with making sure I'm compliant with everything, with recipes,
menus and
new recipes, and it's all through the United States. It's global. I can go to any other school, pick out their recipes that are compliant from scratch. So I do have that on the table already.
And that's the thing, though, is that you know, we have cut back staff. You know how often, first of all, it was hard to hire part-time people, right? So when people left, it was easy to not replace them, and that got us in the spot we're in right now, which means that if we're going to do this, right, we have to start small and know that it's going to work and know that our parents are going to buy in before we jump off the deep end of the pool. And I think the best way to do that is with the survey and then working on breakfast and starting in 2025, 2026, doing it a little different and healthier. And so that's my two cents worth is
I agree.
The big picture's there and it would be great. I would love to be able to
need a switch overnight.
Put it over the outside, you know, to the outside world that we have like the healthy food service program and like, you know, we're feeding our kids and you can use that as a selling point, right? We're seeing, you know, less behavior problems because we've revamped what we're doing, right? We're looking at the whole child, not just the sit in the seat child, right? I'm 100%, but we gotta do it small or we're gonna fail.
I agree with that and I like that. But will we have like a follow-up with the parents? Like, hey, these are the results we've seen. Or now we want to...
Well, they'll know by participation.
Yep.
We'll also know by, like...
But are you just saying, like, so we put out the survey and then obviously it'll be presented to the board, but then some type of follow-up that's then sent to the parents to say, these were the results and these are the changes we're making.
Because... If they're agreeing that we're going to put more into the budget, they want to know
Do you think like a simple letter, like what we did with CEP to all parents, where we just sent saying, we sent the letter saying the board decided this is what we're going to do.
Really know how to communicate because most people didn't even understand our survey about the remodeling versus building.
The wording was terrible.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know how to communicate to get to everybody and get to everybody to understand because no matter what you do, the only thing they look at is cribbage area talk. So,
well, he's got it. I'm going to get him logged in.
I did. I didn't know if I was able to.
You got 2 seconds,
okay.
Right?
See, now I'm under the pressure. Now I'm What if we put this survey out and the buy-in of the parents is not there? 500 parents respond and it's split 50-50 or it's just lower than that. Does the committee or the board... have the authority to obviously still move forward with that, right?
It's still the board's decision.
To help guide those decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's just input.
And another quick opinion, if there is something...
We're related, so I get that.
I wasn't going to point that out.
It's just something doing what I do for the last 10 years is the smallest changes can make really big impacts. So Go-Gurt full of sugar and we want to target sugar. Can we change it to a simply Go-Gurt? That is not sugar. And like that's the only change we make. I'm just throwing it out there that I've learned that over the years of we do things in minutes, but 15 minutes makes a big change. And cost-effective is the number one thing that we look at doing what I do. So just throwing it out there that I wouldn't want to scratch a whole plan because we could make one little change.
No, and I don't think, based on the opinions I'm hearing here, that we would scrap the plan. I think that would...
I would also like to say, sorry to interrupt, but I would also like to say, like, let's... the conversations that Stacy and I have had over the last 2.5 years, the conversation that we had with Kayla, like even if let's say this survey comes back and says no, like the most important thing is feeding these kids free meals every single day. That is all that we care about. And the board says, okay, that's what we're doing. Stacy and I have had a lot of conversations about positive changes that can be made, and it we have really targeted the lunch program more than the breakfast program.
And that was always because we had the numbers for lunch.
Yeah, and so it was just like, let's make these changes. So, like, I think that that ball is rolling, and that, like, no matter what, again, worst case scenario, not that's a bad term, but like, let's just say the survey says, like, all we care about is free meals for every single kid every single day. That doesn't mean there aren't going to be changes to that breakfast program where we can. That doesn't mean that we're like, here's your banana bread every day, and that's all you get. Like,
and your sugar cereal.
You know what I mean? Like that's something that we're committed to. Like that. I again, Stacey and I have had these conversations. She has been working on it. I can't say we. She has been working on it and continues to work on it. So that doesn't mean that things won't change, even if the surveys come in different or the board doesn't make a major change.
I think the one thing that we need to stress, though, is if we give up the CPE or CEP program and we go back to paid breakfast and lunch, they're still going to be free and reduced.
Yes.
You're still going to qualify.
Yeah. Yes.
So even though we're offering healthier options, and for the people who have to pay, they're going to have to pay. The people who don't pay are still going to not pay.
Yes.
Right? So
that is true.
That has to be, like, stressed in there, because they need to understand, you know, this isn't going to cost you more.
Yeah. It doesn't mean everyone's on
a pay. If you qualify,
pay.
You're still going to qualify.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Well, I'll work with those questions.
Whatever fund was set up in order to receive funds for that band shell thing? No. Wasn't there something set up so that people could donate to the band shell if they wanted
to? The one
to?
In the village?
Yeah.
The village?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, is there something we can do for the school? Maybe there's rich people in the town that think this is a great idea.
We do get donations. We do get donations for.
Is that something we want? We have push that.
Yeah,
I mean, we do get donations
to pay off negative food service accounts,
which is nothing right now.
Yeah, I mean it. Like, we get them randomly. The Lions Club have donated multiple times in the past. We do, in fact, didn't we get one or two following going to CEP? We had someone say, like, I think that's fantastic. Here's $50.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me. You know, something along those lines. We don't advertise that. Obviously, we take donations, and it goes right into.
But it's, like, not obvious.
No.
That's the problem. What if we did a campaign and we raise, I don't know, just an idea for down the road? Put that in the bank.
Or
like after,
or
like after me.
Maybe there has to be grants out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do grants.
Okay.
I have a breakfast grant right now. It's a 4-year, but it was only $4,000. So they're not huge.
It's better than
it
nothing.
To be able to put the parfaits on here at the high school.
Yeah.
Do you have adequate time to search for grants
no.
and write them out? Like, if
no.
you had more time or
especially
someone...
not right now, because I was down two staff members, and I will still have down the staff
both on FMLA,
till middle of March. So I'm in the kitchen
with donations
24/7.
So pending what the direction of the survey tells us or what we want to take. When we regroup to this, we could maybe look into finding more ways to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
It took me a little bit to get that note down, but I have it. Food service donations.
Do you guys have a lot of volunteers in your lunch program?
Yes. I don't think we've ever had anybody volunteer
them. But I don't think anyone knows that.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of moms that.
I did.
There's an opening right now. Apply for it.
I could volunteer. I did during COVID. During COVID, I came in, and I worked at the.
I can't.
The kindergarten,
I can't call myself
elementary.
A volunteer, but I've worked in the kitchen. I've done everything but cook in there. Like the serving, the dishes, in both kitchens.
But that's maybe one thing we could advertise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet you could get people
like
to do that.
So where it would be, actually, the volunteering, the biggest part would be, like, delivering breakfast to the classrooms in the morning, and then just even...
So why do they do that? Why do they not?
Why don't they come
in the lunchroom?
They have much better turnout in the classroom.
Yeah.
But if kids are watching their friends again eat donuts, you know what I mean? Like all of our kids, we feed them at home, but then they go in and they see their friends eating this very sugary food. Like my son this morning, I said, "Arch, we need to feed you. Mom, I love to eat school breakfast. It's super sugary." Well, yeah, of course he does. And it's free. How do I, like, say to the teacher, like, sorry, I'm a mean mom. You can't feed that. Like, you know what I mean?
We have parents that are mean parents.
Yeah.
I mean, we can shut off their breakfast, basically.
I know, and then I feel the worst. I have my mom hurts you. She's all.
Well, is it the sugar or the kid?
Well, I know.
You gotta pick here.
I know. But still, but if it wasn't the thing, like, why are we giving all these kids that then? If we, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It used to be, didn't they used to go to the cafeteria
yes.
if they were going to
yes.
eat?
But so until COVID.
It's a yeah. schedule thing, too.
It is a schedule thing.
But yep. I think Cam yep. might be willing to try to rearrange things so they eat in the cafeteria. We got to take baby steps.
Well, you,
like, we're trying to bite off the whole elephant.
Yeah.
Let's just
yeah.
go for little
so
bites.
If you go
please.
Back to the cafeteria, there's more than just going back to the cafeteria that is a problem. It's not,
right.
it's
no,
not a straight
it's
line.
Like, yeah. Right,
especially if we hope to maintain the numbers that
right.
we have.
You're not going to maintain those numbers in the cafeteria.
Right. So let's do the survey first.
And start
figure
from
it
there.
Out and start there. And we're working on it.
Okay.
We're on the way.
And any of you want to volunteer, she'll talk to you tonight.
Well, I'm like the women's club. I bet you that those ladies that come in and do books, like those people would come in.
They're tapped for reading right now, but yeah.
yeah.
We have a lot of really wonderful women who come in and volunteer and read with students, like literally every day of the week, and it's really awesome. But I'm sure there are some that would rather serve food than read. So. Okay.
Well, thank you.
That's a good idea.
All right. Moving on. Athletic director compensation. You didn't make this easy.
Uh-huh. After the board meeting in July, the board tabled increasing the athletic director compensation, asking that it come back later. The board may discuss if they would like adjusting compensation.
I want to put to nutrition.
You want to what?
Zip your lip.
She wants to put that increase into the nutrition instead of the athletic director's statement's not the right word, but contract.
Well, I just know Bayfield just advertised an athletic director at $15,000 a year. They're a comparable size, comparable athletic program, stuff like that.
Is that in a classroom type athletic director? Because my question would be, our athletic director, how much time is spent in the classroom scheduling athletic events? That's my question. How much of the teaching time?
I think we have to walk a fine line here because we're not in closed session, right?
True.
So,
but that's, you know, that's part of the compensation. You know, you
it does get, is it 1 hour? Or one
well,
hour?
One in flex.
One in
so
the
one
flex
in, so
period.
26 minutes.
So, one period, one teaching period, and 26 minutes.
Because I know, you know, that's been a problem with other athletic directors. That, you know, we've had full-time, part-time, you know, we went through the whole
mm-hmm.
gamut.
He also has a TA.
That's what he gets. Is that what he's using, or is he using more than that?
He gets
would
a TA, and a TA is usually two periods in the either afternoon or morning.
He gets two.
He gets two TAs, and I know when Alec TA'd, he did a lot of the scheduling and a lot of the doing of, like, bus requests, stuff like that, so.
You know, this is one of those items that I really think needs to be done in closed session.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would prefer that.
Okay.
When we discussed it the first time, it was.
It was in closed
yes.
session? Yep.
I don't think this
I think
is
that's
the
why
place.
I didn't put it in this way. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't think that it needed to. I
yeah.
thought we had the discussion then, but.
Well, I don't think the discussion ever ended then. We were going to go back and talk about it some more, but.
You know, I don't know
not
what
like
we're talking
this.
About. You know, as far as compensation, I have no idea.
That's up to the board. I mean,
right.
that's the board's discussion. It's currently $10,000.
I know there was some discussion, but, you know, I don't think we ever came to a consensus
no.
on what we wanted to do.
Okay, we can just...
Can I give a little input?
That's up to the board.
No. We probably shouldn't, just
no.
because we need
email.
To be in closed session.
You.
If you want to email, you can email us.
Email me, and I'll forward it to them.
Email Kelly, and she can forward it to us.
When they go into closed session.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think we should.
Okay, so
okay.
based on that, we'll move on
I will
to
put
March,
it in
March's
session. And put it as closed session.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, E. Neola policy update.
hang on, let me
wow,
finish
this
my
is
I'll
for
give
a
this
short one.
One.
It's really not fun, man.
All right, well, this isn't
well.
Well, okay.
this is better.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, hang on, let me, where's, oh, it's in here. Okay, so the updates include rescinding policy 2264 and slightly revising 2266. So the copy of the update is in your board packet. What it does, it is in response to a lot of things. The federal court ruling out of Kentucky, the Dear Colleague letter from Department of Education, which is concerning Title IX. So what it is, 2264 was the new policy put in place in July. That is rescinded, gone, eliminated. The old policy was still in place, 2266, but it had a sunset clause. So it said any complaints or if the action of the complaint happened before August 1st, 2024, you use the old policy. That's why the old policy was still in place. If it came after, or like August 1st or after, you use the new policy. So new policy gone, old policy is there, and the only revision is that that sunset provision was removed. So where it said, if anything happened after July 31st, 2024, see policy 2264, that piece of it is eliminated. Otherwise, it goes back to everything that is in the 2020 policy, which is, yes, which is 2266.
So we're basically undoing everything we did in July.
You are undoing everything you did in July.
For Title IX.
That is the recommendation from the policy committee, from NEOLA, from our attorneys. That is the recommendation.
I told you guys long enough.
Huh? That was what I thought she was going to say.
That's
Oh, no, we said to bring it to the
That's
board.
Why she didn't want to say that piece. But questions? Any questions on that?
And if you understood her, raise your hand.
All right, moving on. Item scheduled for action, resignations.
Middle school, high school, food service employee Sherry Kukuski has tendered her resignation at the end of the school year.
I make that motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, appointments, part-time paraprofessional.
Heidi Kitzler is recommended for approval as part-time paraprofessional.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Substitute paraprofessionals.
Jessica Fendrick and Christina Warden are recommended for approval as substitute paraprofessionals.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Sarah.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you guys so much.
Three, substitute custodian.
Christine Lefebvre is recommended for approval as a substitute custodian.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number four, volunteers and chaperones.
A list of volunteers and chaperones is included in your packet. You can choose to approve them individually or as a whole list.
I make a motion that we approve the list given to us for volunteers and chaperones.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. C, second Friday in January student count.
Board is asked to approve the second Friday in January count. Is that included in your packet?
796.
796. Sorry. Thank you.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. D, quiz bowl overnight and out-of-state trips.
The board is asked to approve the quiz bowl out-of-state trip and their overnight trip.
I make that motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. E, wrestling team overnight trip.
Board is asked to approve the wrestling team overnight trip to the state tournament in Madison.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Sarah.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We're going to skip number F. G, NEOLA policy updates.
Board is asked to approve the policy updates discussed earlier in the meeting.
Motion Motion by Sarah.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. H, 2025 Spring and Summer Start College Now Dual Credit Early College Credit Program Classes.
Board is asked to approve the list for the 2025 Spring and Summer Start College Now Dual Credit Early College Credit Program Classes. The list of classes is included in your packet.
I make a motion.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. 11, recess to closed session as provided by State Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub C, considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. A, performance evaluations, new teachers. I need a motion and a second.
Make a motion by Kayla.
Seconded by Sarah.
Granda?
Yes.
Ide?
Yes.
Heidi Wolb, yes. Cherry?
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Hanson, absent. Roman?
Yes.
All right, we are in closed session.
7 o'clock.
At 7 p.m. We returned to open session at 7:18. No action was taken in closed session.
I'll make a motion for him.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 7:19.